Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody, and everybody, praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for just one more time to be, amen, live in the studio here in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. Amen. We thank God for his goodness, and we thank him for his grace and mercy. Amen. We thank him for his truth. We thank God, amen, for his sovereignty. Amen. The supreme power and ruler, amen, of the universe. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you out there this morning. Amen. Glory to God, for God have been good. Amen. That's the word I want to share with you this morning. God have been good, and the Bible so declare that God is good unto all, and his tender mercies are over all of his work. Amen. One thing God cannot do, and that's fail. God do not, amen, fail. God do not disappoint. Amen. There's a difference between disappointing and discipline. Amen. The reformation, reform, that God will, amen, correct and instruct those, amen, that he love, and he would chasten those, amen, that he love. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for you out there, amen, on this morning. Amen. The Bible souls declare, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit have to say unto the church. And ye are the temple of the living God. Amen. And God dwelleth on the inside of you. We thank God, amen, for Pastor David. Amen. For being here in the midst. Amen. I mean, I know that, amen, when we yoke fellow brethren untogether, amen, in the Lord, and we all have a job to do within the body of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God, amen, for the man of God here. Amen. This morning, allowing us to come in here and to be able to share, amen, a word such as a time as this. And we're living in a time that we need to know the Lord e much the more. Amen. What have you done for me lately? I hear the Lord saying, what have you done for me lately? I hear God, amen, saying that I have done, amen, exceedingly and abundantly, amen, above all that you can even much ask or think. But what have you done, amen, for me lately? Amen. Where have your heart been lately? Where's your mind, amen, to get your mind steadfast on the Lord? Let us go before the Lord in the word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for such a time as this, O God. We thank you, O God, for peace and sincerity, O God. We thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you, O God, for your divine favor, O Lord. We thank you, O God, because you are God, O Lord, and we're nothing, O God, without you, O God. If you so clothe, amen, the fields, O Lord, the lily of the valley, how much you have clothed us, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to have your way right now in the midst, O Lord, in the circumstances, O Lord, of your people right now, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you have loved us, O God, with an everlasting love, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you will establish your covenant as you said you will, O God, that you are man, that you shall not lie, O God, that you don't have to repent, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord, that you are righteous and just, God, O Lord, and you cannot fail, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, O God, right now, O
God. We thank you for your anointing, oh Lord, that destroys every yoke, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your love, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for peace, oh God, right now in the midst, oh Lord, what are we all going through right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We need you the more, oh Lord, that we will cry out, oh Lord, as the man, the son, that the blind man cried out for the Lord. Amen. Thy son of David, have mercy upon me right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for them that is going astray, oh God, right now, oh Lord. We say that we thank you, oh God, because we know that you can touch them, oh Lord. We know that you can bring them, oh Lord, into a place, oh God, into the place of your refuge, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you are Jehovah Nisi, oh God, that you are our refuge, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, God's heal, Jehovah, amen, in the land, in the living of the land, oh God, right now, oh Lord, that we'll continue, oh Lord, to give you the praises in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. We thank God, amen, on this morning. Amen. This is Minister Ezekiel Jones from Live the Stones Ministry. Amen. Coming to you live here in WCNO 89.9 FM. Amen. If it have not been for the Lord, amen, who was on our side when men rose up against us, amen, they would have swallowed us up as a bird, amen, have been released from the snare of the fowler, and our soul have escaped. Glory to God. The Spirit of the living God want to ignite with your spirit, friend, amen, and give you the everlasting life, give you the internal glory, amen, that the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, amen, God want to come in and suck with you and be with you, amen. He wants to love you. He already have loved you with an everlasting love, the care and the concern, amen, of God. The Bible so declare, cast thy cares upon the Lord, because he cares for you. He didn't say cast thy cares upon the Lord. He said cast all thy cares. Every little thing that you're going through, amen, in your life. Is it anything too hard for God? Glory to God. We need to start looking at God in a way of an among us God, a God of astronomical. Amen. That's what he is. He's a God of magnificent. He's a God of infinite wisdom. Amen, of God. He knows everything, amen, of your life. He done shape you and form your life, amen, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, amen, that you may be, amen, the clay in the potter's hand, amen, amen. Understand, amen, friend, the plan, amen, the divine will, amen, what God have for your life, and you can endure, amen, you can endure unto the end. The race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but he that endures unto the end for the believer. And we're living in a time right now that we must continue to fight the good fight of faith. Faith is the belief in things that is unseen. And if we don't see it yet, but we can look into the spiritual realm of it, and we can see it because we worship God. And if you worship God, you ought to worship him in spirit and in truth. St. John 4:24 say God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We praise the Lord, amen, because we praise him for the things that he already have done, amen, in our life. Glory to God. And we give him an outward acknowledgement. Amen. But worshiping him, amen, is the divine connection and the divine deep down on the inside. Amen. That we can be intimate with God, that he can be our, amen, constant companion. Amen. As we go along our journey. Amen. And we scatter the mindset when God allow you to wake up in the morning, amen, to see yet another day and have the mindset and begin to conditional yourself and get yourself, amen, in a proper
amen, state of you continue to praise and worship God, that you show forth, amen, the salvation from day to day and put God first in your life. Amen. The Bible so declare that this is the day that the Lord, amen, have made. And I shall rejoice. We shall, amen, rejoice and be glad in it. The word of God is just good all by itself. I shall rejoice. Even though situations that's happening in my life, how can I rejoice when my car is broke down? How can I rejoice when trouble on every side? How can I rejoice when my children going astray? How can I rejoice when I done lost my job? How can I continue to look to the Lord? How can I continue to fix my eyes on the Lord? Well, friend, this is praiseworthy, amen, of God, amen. Nobody, amen, came unto the Lord and then suffer, amen, for the Lord's sake. Glory to God. I want to inform you, you're going to go through something, amen, in order to get where you at, amen, and God, because God will restore, amen, the things that the canker worms have eaten up and the locusts have eaten up. He will restore, glory to God. He will bring back that, amen, which was lost, amen. God will take the little thing, amen, and make something big out of what the enemy meant for bad, amen. God will turn it around for your good. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called, amen, according to his will and according, amen, to his purpose. I'm fully persuaded this morning, amen, that what have you done for me as of late? What have you done for me as of late? People at times on jobs, amen, they remember when you came on a particular job and you came in with flying colors and high expectations, and for a while you was good on your job and what you was doing in your profession and what you was doing, but some kind of way, amen, you don't go about, amen, your job or your task as you was before, amen, some type of way that you have kind of fallen by the wayside and made some critical errors, amen, in your profession, in your job description, amen. And then when you have to answer to the higher ups as far as what have you done for me as of late, this is the same thing God is saying. What have you done for me as of late? What have you done since you have received the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore walk in him, walk in the boldness and walking into the newness, amen, of life. Glory to God, that you may, amen, please him, amen, that God will say, this is my beloved son and for whom I am well pleased. Glory to God. We want to turn our attention here to 1 Kings, the 3rd, amen, chapter. And First King, glory to God, Solomon's prayer for wisdom. And the Bible reads, and giving the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God asked, what shall I give thee? And this request that Solomon had asked of the Lord is a bit unusual, I would say, because at times people, when you ask the Lord, amen, for something, you want something, amen, for yourself. You want something of a value, something of a merchandise, whether it be a nice car or a home, or you would like a pay raise on your job and an increase on your job. You want something of significance that you can increase yourself or better yourself. Glory to God. but Solomon began to ask for basically wisdom and knowledge, and the word of the Lord said that I showed unto thy servant David, thy father, great mercy, according as he has walked before thee in truth and righteousness, in uprightness and heart with thee. And as Solomon asked that, the Lord said, my God, thou hast made thy servant instead of David my father. I am just but a little child, Solomon said. But Solomon said in that ninth verse, give therefore my servants an understanding in the heart of judgment thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this so great a people? And the speech, the Bible says, pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked these things, and had asked not for the life, the long life, neither has asked riches for thyself, and has asked the life of thy enemies, but has asked for thy understanding to discern judgment. Too many times when we go to the Lord in prayer, we ask for things that can be a distraction in our life. And Solomon began to ask for wisdom and knowledge that he can build a foundation, something concrete in the Lord, where he's going to rise and continue to lift up the name of the Lord. And see, God already know what you're in need of before you even much ask. And he's going to bless you by your progression in him. As you continue to push and press your way into the Lord, God is going to see fit that you have the things that you need to live on this earth and to live in an abundance of a life. But the main objective is, as a believer, is to get to know God and to surround yourself with a godly atmosphere, and eat much in your household and the associates and the people that you associate with, and to continue to look to a greater source than yourself. Amen, that God bless Solomon with horses and chariots. Glory to God. And he gave him more than he can even much imagine, because what he asked for. And he didn't ask for the death of his enemies. He didn't ask for a brand new home or a brand new car. See, that's already coming. That's already coming. When you seek God and you put everything else aside and you deny yourself and you put down your old kind of way of thinking, amen, God already have a package, amen, already in hand for you. Amen, because he's a God, amen, of love. Amen, he's a God, amen, of abundance. That your cup will overflow. Amen. And the Bible so declared, when a man ways please the Lord, glory to God, he maketh much his enemies, amen, to be at peace with him. So much if you going through something and you desire something, glory to God, and you seem like you cannot, amen, obtain it, is so insurmountable, amen, and you getting this loan, amen, from the bank, amen, but everything don't add up, amen, with your credit, amen, it doesn't add up, and people is gonna go ahead and sign on the dotted line, amen, because they don't know why they're doing it. But it is the favor, amen, the divine favor of God. The Bible said, my son, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind it upon thy neck, write it upon the tables of the heart. Then shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. To continue, amen, not regression, but to make progression in the Lord. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 28, wherefore seeing we have this kingdom, amen, a kingdom which cannot be moved, whereby we may serve God acceptably and in godly fear. Acceptably serving God in godly fear. It's an everyday process of whom we serve him. And God is, if you are a believer, if you have been born again, amen, not by obligation to serve God, amen, but by the worship in your heart, amen, but by the love in your heart to serve him. And when you begin to serve God and you begin to love God as he have loved you, amen. The Bible says, 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. And he first loved us that God he much seen fit, amen, before you was he much born into this world. Amen. God already had a plan for you. Amen. But all have gone astray. Amen. Have turned everyone to his own way. Amen. But he was the lamb that was brought, amen, before the slaughter. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible so declares, surely we have borne his grief and carried his sorrows. Amen. And we esteem him not. Amen. Stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. Glory to God. Amen. And now if we believe that this man was afflicted, amen, for your pain. Amen. And he's the reason. Amen. Right now. Amen. As a believer right now, as a believer for who you are right now, that you have hope, that you are a living stone. Amen. That you have hope and joy. Amen. That one day, amen, that we'll see him again. But we got to endure unto the end now while we're on this earth right now. No greater love that the Father have bestowed upon them, that we shall be called the sons of God, the daughters of God, right now, the believer. But Solomon asks for wisdom and knowledge. Oh, Lord, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, that you may prove what is acceptable, the perfect will, amen, of God, amen, in your life. I am persuaded, amen, to understand and to realize that the magnificent God, to magnify him and to look to a greater source, amen, than yourself, that the calling upon your life, our dear friend, that you have a calling upon your life and you just have to keep on going, even much when things look as dire straight and it looks so dim, we have to keep on going. We have to continue to press our way on. I'm reminded what Paul said, glory to God, and that Philippians, that third chapter. Not that I have already obtained the resurrection of the dead. Amen. And not that I have already apprehended. But this one thing I do know. Forgetting about them things which are behind me, but looking for them things which are before me. That I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's pressing. It's pushing your way up. And despite of what I'm going through. Don't you know that you serve a God, amen, that you shall not be moved, that you stand firm. Every yoke have already been destroyed. The Bible says in Isaiah 10:27, the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. In that day that the burden shall be taken off his shoulder and the yoke from off his neck, and burn the fat thereof. The fat have been burnt. All of the fat that you grow, amen, in the Lord. You got so much in your wheelhouse with the power of God, the anointing, amen, of the Lord, amen, that you can be able to discern, amen, from good and bad. Amen. See, everything else is coming. everything else is coming. Your richness is coming. Your house is coming. If I can prophesy to you now, your children, amen, would grow up and be, amen, of good success. Amen. But if you will follow, amen, after the ways of the Lord, do not let this book of law depart out thy mouth. Glory to God. In it you shall find good success. Amen. Study to show thyself approved. The way of the Lord is right, and all his ways is righteous, and all his truth is done in holiness. Holiness of God. The Bible says, amen, that holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. So therefore, let us do good unto all men. For the manifestations of God in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of the Most High God. Glory to God. The peace. Jehovah Shalom. Glory to God. The peace that surpasses all understanding, what only God, amen, can provide for you. So my word, amen, on to you, on to this morning. Glory to God that the word of the Lord, amen, will penetrate and pierce through you, amen, and will cut you, amen, that you will continue, amen, to soar beyond your circumstances. Let us wait on the Lord, amen, and be of good courage. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Be renewed from on high. Amen. God will answer. Glory to God. He will come through. He came through again. One time. Don't you believe that he'll come through again?
We certainly pray that something that was said, ministered to you on this morning. All things are possible with God. God will open some doors for you, some doors that have been locked in your life. And if them doors close, that means that one intended, amen, for you to have. God have something better in store for you. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered into the heart of man what God have promised to them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Amen. When you begin to understand and fathom that and comprehend that, amen, the best is yet to come, amen, in your life. Just continue to hold on no matter what else going on out in the world. It seems like other people is prospering. It seems like you stuck in quicksand. The Bible so declared, be not enemies of the workers of iniquity, evildoers. Neither be enemies of the workers of iniquity. Amen. Of a man who prospers in his way and bring wicked devices to pass. You know, we keep your eyes stayed on the Lord in due season, in due season, in due season, in due time you shall reap if you faint not. We thank God for you this morning. Amen. For listening on this morning, and want you to just continue to hold on. Amen. To God's unchanging hand. He is a mighty God. Amen. He will work everything out. Amen. Because he's God. God is a good God. He's just. Amen. He's pure, undefiled. The Bible says that he that purifies himself and have his hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Amen. And so God is pure. And you drive out all the impurity. Amen. And all of the, and then you can put on, amen, the armor, amen, of God. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh and the lust thereof. Understand, amen, that God's intentions for you, that he may, is of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, glory to God, to bring you through. Amen. We don't know, amen, what we shall be. Amen. We don't know what's going to go on from day to day. But I promise you right now, the word of the Lord, the exceeding great precious promise that we be like-minded of Christ Jesus. Amen. That you will continue to follow out the way. He already done put a hedge of protection around you. Amen. He already done went and paved the way. Glory to God. Amen. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life.
life. Glory to God. We don't want to take that broad way. Amen. Too much destruction. Amen. That going on there. Proverbs 14 and 12 said, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of destruction, the ways of death, the ways of unknowing. Glory to God. But if we continue to hold on and hold out, amen, and keep our eyes in the hand of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God did, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, we thank the Lord for you tuning in. Be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week.